From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In the first organized community gathering since Saturday's shooting rampage in Tucson, Arizona, a local church plans to hold mass tonight for the 20 victims, six of whom were killed. President Obama, meanwhile, plans to attend a memorial service that will be held tomorrow. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is the only survivor still hospitalized in critical condition. Dr. Michael Amol, chief of neurosurgery at the University of Arizona, tells NBC there is still hope for recovery.
I've seen people in this scenario make very little improvement and require constant care. And I've seen other people, and you have them in your own trade, in the media, who have made remarkable recoveries, functional recoveries, and gone back to work. So I think the full range is still available to her.
Lamole says Giffords, who was shot in the head, can understand basic commands to move her fingers and toes, and there's been no additional swelling in the brain. The man charged with trying to assassinate Giffords, Jared Lee Loughner, appeared in court yesterday. Various reports state his parents are expected to release a statement soon. Meanwhile, many members of Congress say they won't change how they interact with the public in the wake of the shooting of Congresswoman Giffords and several others over the weekend. As NPR's David Shaper tells us, Illinois' newest senator is maintaining a busy schedule of town hall meetings.
While holding an open house for constituents at his new Springfield, Illinois office, Republican Senator Mark Kirk said it's hard not to think about Saturday's horrible shooting at Congresswoman Giffords' event.
I think just about every senator and congressman or public official is a little bit more on edge because of what happened. But the overwhelming number of us think we should do two things. One, tone down the partisan rhetoric and be much more respectful of people of the opposite party or opposite views. And two, don't stop. Continue your schedule. Don't let one wacko in Arizona in any way change our representative democracy.
Kirk held one town hall meeting Monday and has five more planned over the next 2 weeks. He says his office is in contact with local police departments at each location. David Shaper, NPR News in Springfield, Illinois.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is seeking support from China to help counter a North Korean threat. During a press conference with host President Hu Jintao, Gates warned that North Korea would pose a direct threat to the U.S. within 5 years with the development of missiles and its atomic program. The defense chief also warned that South Korea's patience with its northern rival has, quote, worn thin. Seoul is dismissing Pyongyang's call for dialogue, saying the North is more interested in aid than forging peace. The head of the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia is warning the central bank it may need to scale back its massive bond-buying program if the economy continues to grow. Charles Plasser says he's concerned the Fed's $600 billion program will backfire. At last check on Wall Street, Dow is up 50 points. This is NPR News. Cold temperatures are keeping snow and ice from melting in parts of the South. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports many people are still digging out from this week's storm.
Public and many private schools remain closed today. Grocery stores are restocking shelves emptied of bread and milk. Some of the highest snow totals across the South were measured along the Tennessee-Alabama border. Debbie Wright works for Libby's Towing in Pulaski, which has been helping stranded motorists since late Sunday.
I mean, this is the worst I have ever seen since I lived in Tennessee, and I've been here 40-something years.
Parts of the state could see an additional inch or two today, but the snow on the ground isn't going anywhere. Temperatures won't get much above freezing until Saturday. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Hillary Clinton is the first Secretary of State to visit Yemen in 20 years. During her visit, Clinton is pressing her host to do more to combat violent Islamist extremism. Yemen is widely described as a power base for al-Qaeda. Clinton says she hopes to convince Yemenis that the U.S. wants more than a military relationship with them. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange warns more diplomatic secrets will be revealed soon. Assange, who spoke to reporters after an extradition hearing in London today, said WikiLeaks would step up its publication of classified documents. The Australian has come under heavy diplomatic fire in recent months after WikiLeaks published mounds of secret materials that proved embarrassing to the U.S. and its allies. Adding to the pressure, Assange is fighting extradition to Sweden, where he is wanted for questioning in a sex crimes investigation. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.